A report by the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism cites testing data from the DNR showing lead and copper levels in the prison's water exceeded federal standards in 18 samples over the past 8 years. Prison officials say they've taken steps to fix the problem and have warned staff and inmates to run the water for 30 seconds before drinking it. Beverly Walker says when she visits her husband who's serving time there, she's found that doesn't work.
The water is still not clean or safe. The water can run for an hour or two and still come out dirty and cloudy with metal pieces floating in the water.
A federal judge in Madison has appointed attorneys for one Fox Lake inmate who is suing the state, claiming lead in the water has damaged his health. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio. A report by the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism cites testing data from the DNR showing lead and copper levels in the prison's water exceeded federal standards 18 times over the past 8 years. Prison officials say when they flush the pipes, they warn inmates and visitors to run the water for 30 seconds before drinking it. Beverly Walker visits her husband, who is serving time at Fox Lake. She says inmates are allowed to buy a 12-pack of bottled water every 2 weeks, but many can't afford it.
And so what they do, they let it sit and until everything simmers to the bottom, and then they try to drink it real quick before the lead gets to the top.
One Fox Lake inmate is suing the state in federal court, claiming the contaminated water has damaged his health. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.